Hello, hello. Happy Friday and happy first day of August to all of you. Thanks for listening to Up to Date from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to make sure you're caught up on the news before the weekend. We've got a WBIA News exclusive on the way. Congressman Rob Bresnahan explains why he hasn't put his stock portfolio in a blind trust yet, despite campaigning on banning Congress from trading stocks. And Lisa Mazzarella has our latest community connection from Milford, Pennsylvania. It's Friday, August 1st. Let's get you up to date. First, we've got an update from Pittsburgh today. The Department of Justice has subpoenaed UPMC for records related to the health system's care for transgender youth. Kylie Kaczynski has the details for WVIA.
The Trump administration has steadily escalated its campaign to restrict access to gender-affirming care for young trans patients, including puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries. UPMC terminated those services for patients under 19 at the end of June. The DOJ has not specified what records it has requested, but said its investigation includes healthcare fraud and false statements. An internal email obtained by WESA instructs UPMC staff to preserve a wide range of records dating back to 2020, like patient records, including identity, diagnoses, and parent or guardian authorizations. Staff have also been instructed to preserve disclosures of adverse side effects of medications and procedures, as well as off-label use of prescriptions. Billing, coding, and insurance claim information have also been listed among the required records. The email does not disclose the scope of the DOJ subpoena, and UPMC did not answer questions about it Thursday. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.
Thanks to Kylie Kaczynski for that report. Now for that exclusive. For months, Congressman Rob Bresnahan has faced criticism for trading stocks after calling for a ban on congressional stock trading as a candidate. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, Bresnahan tried another way to prevent the potential conflicts of interest that could arise from passing bills and trading stocks.
Last year, as he ran for Congress, Congressman Rob Bresnahan called for a ban on stock trades by members of Congress, but the first-term Republican kept right on trading stocks after taking the oath of office. That led a Democratic Party committee to rip him for promising one thing and doing another. Bresnahan introduced a bill banning stock trades a few months ago, but it does allow for an exception, a blind trust. In a blind trust, an independent trustee manages stock, and a congressman can't tell the trustee what to do or even know how the trustee is investing. House rules already allow blind trusts, and Bresnahan says he tried to set one up, but House ethics rules won't let him tell the trustee not to invest in Chinese companies or bet against American companies. He doesn't think that's right, so he still hasn't set up a blind trust.
The ethics process is prehistoric, and it's downright excruciating, and it's been a long process that really leaves people that existed in the real world and came from different careers in a bind when you want to provide a life of public service.
Bresnahan won't just tell his stockbrokers to stop trading stocks.
And then do what with it? Just leave it all in accounts and just leave it there and lose money and go broke?
Bresnahan says he hasn't told his investment managers what to do with his investments since he took office. For now, he plans to stick to that and keep disclosing trades as required. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee renewed its criticism of Bresnahan's stance on stock trades Wednesday. The committee called it a broken promise. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Kate Sikora, WVIA's Chief Development Officer. I grew up listening to public radio in the car with my parents, and now my children listen along with me in my car. I rely on WVIA daily to deliver the independent local news that I can trust alongside national and international news so I can stay informed and make sense of the world. Right now, WVIA's future is threatened. Congress voted to eliminate federal funding, and that means over 20% of WVIA's operating budget is instantly gone. Funds we use to pay for radio programming as well as our local journalism team telling your stories. WVIA needs you now, needs every listener who can, to invest in our essential programs and services. Make or increase your gift right now by calling 1-877-700-9842 or at WVIA.org anytime. Thank you.
Welcome back. Now it's time for Community Connections with Lisa Mazzarella. This week, meet Sharon Daniel, Executive Director of Choosing Integrity in Pike County.
Sharon Daniel is a certified recovery specialist and executive director of the Pike County nonprofit organization, Choosing Integrity. It takes her into the prisons to work with incarcerated men and women. Through open dialogue and specific life tools, the overall goal is to have them recognize their sense of self-worth and purpose. Sharon Daniel continues the story.
Choosing Integrity was formed to support people that are incarcerated in the county jail in Pike County now, moving hopefully towards Monroe, to help and support them through their reentry back into the community. We help in the jail. I lead groups focused on recovery from substance use disorders, coping mechanisms, whatever people feel they need help with. And we also connect them to resources in the community. Ultimate goal is so they don't go back to jail.
Are you a social worker?
I received my CRS from the state of Pennsylvania, which is a certified recovery specialist.
And what got you interested in this particular type of recovery?
Well, I'm in recovery myself for many, many years. I have a son who was incarcerated briefly. It made a huge impact on me as a mother. And it certainly made an impact on him. He overcame what he needed to overcome and move forward. But I also saw in my community, there were many, many people that didn't have that opportunity and needed help getting there. And meeting people that have substance use disorders and knowing it's really a struggle for people and they really need support and respect. One of the hardest things that I found was the stigma that's associated with people that have records and people that have substance use disorders.
What can one expect in your shoes on a day-to-day basis?
When I was offered the position, I said, I will only take it if I can continue running groups. Because to me, that is where the true work is. When I go into the jail, I say to them, I don't care why you're in this building, which is the truth. I don't. I care why they came to the room that we're sitting in. And I want to know what they want to get out of it. I just hope maybe they'll hear something that'll get them to come back the following week.
Do you find that when one person starts to talk, then maybe a few others don't feel as intimidated and are willing to share their stories?
Absolutely. Because to me, the best group is when I do very little talking. I ask questions and hope that the people that are in there will help each other and start to open up. It's built on four tenets. One is maintaining motivation to change, coping with urges, and then managing thoughts, feelings, and behavior, and finally living a balanced life. It's teaching folks how to question the way they're thinking and feeling, and they start recognizing mistakes they've made in the past, and then they want to change.
If a person wants to be accepted outside of the walls, outside of the cells, don't they have to forgive themselves first?
Absolutely.
That's the hard part.
Absolutely. It's really hard. So we're there to support them. It's a phrase that's used in peer support all the time. We meet them where they're at, and then we move forward. And they have to look at it too for themselves. Just, this is where you are now. Now move forward. And so knowing I'm presenting them with options and coping skills, that's what I can do. When you're helping other people, you're helping yourself get better. You're helping yourself recover.
Special thanks to Sharon Daniel, Certified Recovery Specialist and Executive Director of Choosing Integrity in Pike County. Hear the entire story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. And if you're looking for some weekend plans, make sure to check out Eventful. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has everything you need to know about the Scranton Jazz Festival, NEPA's Day Downtown, and the NEPA Latino Fiesta. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me this week. We're back at it on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.